Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody loves to talk about. This is a show that we just talk about anything, everything, barbecue. It's on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday nights from 6 to 8, 2 hours of the biggest barbecue talk show on the internet right now. It's here. It's live. Chris Chadwick in the house looking for some callers tonight. We want callers, call in 347-202-0263. That's the number to call. We want you to call in. We want you to be part of the show. That's what this show is all about, is you and the queue, baby. It's on right now. We are live. I'm a little late tonight. A little technical difficulty. Had a little trouble getting it all fired up, queued in, kicked on. But we are live and ready to roll. We have got smoke rolling. We've got butts on the pit. They're smoking. They're looking good. We've got a lot of barbecue competitions coming up. We've got some big ones this weekend. I know one or two in Tennessee. We've got them going on all over the country. all over. Call in. Tell us about your event this weekend, what you're cooking. We'd love to hear about it. What you're planning on doing the week after. You know, we just talk barbecue. That's what we do. That's what we love. We eat, breathe, live, talk barbecue 24/7, 365. That's what it is. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, barbecuesuperstars.com. That is a place to go to check out anything and everything barbecue. Mr. Daryl Mast, barbecuesuperstars.com, has an awesome website. He has just built a humongous database of YouTube videos of how to. He has got a barbecue superstar shop zone. It is full, jam-packed of the best barbecue equipment or cook equipment that money can buy. He has got it on that site. I mean, it is one site set up to the T. I mean, it is full of great things. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Check that website out. Plan on staying a while because it'll take you a while to go through it. Go back to it. Look at more. Also, Barbecue Superstars now is live video. It is a monthly subscription of only $10, less than one lunch out during the week. You've got barbecue 24/7. He always shoots live videos. He shoots competitions. He shoots real-time live barbecue is what that's about. Check it out. At least try it 1 month, because once you try it 1 month, you're going to want it the next month. We are also going to be involved with the live feeds before long. Hopefully, we're going to get on live. We're going to light some fires. We're going to do some cooking. We're going to do some barbecue. That's what it's all about. We're going to cook some specialty items. I'm really excited about that. We're going to really kick it up to the next level. That is for sure. The number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. I want this call studio board lit up. I want some callers in queue. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to talk. We always talk brisket. We always talk chicken. We always talk ribs. And we always talk pork. We want to talk anything, everything barbecue. We want to bring up some special rubs. We've got some great rubs out there. We've got some great guys that call in, a Texas connection. We've got several Texas teams that have some dynamite rubs out right now. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, has a killer rub. You can go to Lance Moore, WestTexasPitmasters.com, or Facebook. You can order some. It is dynamite. Also, Up in Smoke, Junior has a dynamite. He also has a smoking hot rub. It's just, I'm telling you, it's fire. It's you know, just like Lance's. They've got some killer rubs. And, I mean, it's on point. It's ready. I mean, it is dynamite. Check out Up and Smoke. I believe it's upandsmoke.com or Up and Smoke Barbecue right here on Facebook. Check it out. It's dynamite. You will love it. It's Up and Smoke. Rub for grub. I'm telling you, Junior's got a nice one. Lance Moore's got a nice one. Be sure to check it out. They've got some dynamite product. Help Barbecue Brother out. Order some. I guarantee you, once you try some, you're going to want more. I want to thank all my sponsors weekly. I thank my sponsors. I want to keep mentioning their names, their products, because what a dynamite team of sponsors I have this year. So far, I mean, it's just a combination you just can't beat. I have Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, Dynamite Sauce. If you've never had any Blues Hog, you definitely need to check it out. It is a guaranteed winner every time. Blueshog.com. If you can't find it, get in touch with me. I can definitely find it for you. Blueshog.com, just check it out. Blueshog Barbecue Sauce is the winner. I'm telling you, it's a fine sauce. Also, Maverick Industries. Maverick has some dynamite thermometers, some temp gauges, I mean, dual temp gauges. They have all types of barbecue accessories. Go to Maverick.com, MaverickIndustries.com, Maverick Housewares. www.thebeatsandbeats.com. Look them up on Facebook also. It's a great site to get all your barbecue accessory needs. Some, I'm telling you, that Instant Read thermometer that I have, that quick temp pen, it is just dynamite. Check it out. You will love it. I guarantee it. Also, I want to thank Brad Barrett of Grill Great, another one of my fine sponsors this year of my winning team of sponsors. Grill Great, if you've never cooked with one, you've got to try it. If you can't find it, you can't get it, get in contact with me, and I can hook you up, no doubt. GrillGreat.com, some awesome, awesome barbecue accessories right there. That great. I'm going to tell you, once you try it and use it once, you'll continue to use it and use it and use it. Also, MeatRake.com. MeatRake, if you never tried a MeatRake, you need to. That bad boy will pull a butt in no time flat, let me tell you. So, MeatRake.com, check it out. Very inexpensive tools. All these products are quality from all these companies. They're reasonably priced. They're quality. They work very well, especially if you're in the barbecue field, the competition field, the restaurant field. You can use these products every day some way. So try them out, check them out, go to all these websites, because I guarantee you will be satisfied 110%. MeatRake.com, GrillGreat.com, Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com, BluesHogBBQSauce.com. That is a winning combination right there, guys, let me tell you. I do want to also thank Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars. Once again, without Daryl, there would not be a show, would not be a Chris Chadwick show, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity week in and week out to call in, to listen and take callers, to just have some good barbecue talk. We always talking Q around here. We always talking smoke. We're talking flavor profiles, sauces, rubs, kits, you name it. We talk it. We love it. If you don't believe, just call in. Call in tonight. The number to call is 347-202-0263. And I guarantee we will have some mighty fine barbecue talk. It's what it's all about. That's what we're doing. That's what we do. We love to do. We do this week in and week out. We just enjoy it. And that's the bottom line. Calls Chris Chadwick said so. So without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's get the smoke rolling. And let's talk barbecue. I do want some callers, because without the callers, it's hard to have a show. I never schedule anything. I always make the show center around the callers, and that's what it's always about, the callers, the barbecuers. You, the barbecue cook, the pit master, the patio pit master, the competition team, the barbecue pit restaurant. It's all about barbecue and what we do, what we love to do, what we talk about all the time. That's what it is. Now, I want to thank all my callers, all my listeners, especially week in, week out. We have hundreds and hundreds upon thousands of listeners, upon callers, archive listens. I mean, a big shout-out to everybody that comes back to the show if they can't make it on Wednesday night. They come back, listen to it in archives on blogtalkradio.com or barbecuesuperstars.com. You can always check out the Chris Chadwick Show 24/7 every week. Listen to it in archives. We always have hundreds and hundreds of archive listens. We've had thousands of archive listens a couple weeks ago to one of our featured shows right here on blogtalkradio.com in the main food category. It was featured for a week. I'm very honored that they chose this show to feature for a whole week. It just skyrocketed the numbers. I'm telling you, it's just a big, big compliment. I appreciate everybody listening in. Appreciate everybody calling in. All the kind words everybody does. All the sharing on Facebook. I am a big Facebook user. I've just started tweeting. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, this is all new to me. I don't know. I'm tweeting and I'm tweeting and I'm tweeting, but I don't know what I'm tweeting about, brother. Follow me on Twitter. It's CC Chadwick. It's C Chadwick BBQ, and that's at Twitter. So if you know what I'm talking about, go to Twitter, follow me. I'll be glad to follow you. That's what it's all about on Twitter. Facebook, it's Chris Chadwick. Or go to the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke radio show. Like my page. Leave a comment. Leave suggestions, ideas. Tell me, bottom line, tell me you like it, you love it, you want more of it, or I suck, whichever way. I want to hear some feedback. I would love to hear some feedback. I'd love to hear ideas and have new ideas on the show, have new people on the show. This show that I personally don't invite a single person. I want to invite everyone, and I mean that. If you want to call in, if you're thinking about calling in, tonight's the night to call in. Call in 347-202-0263, and we will make this show rock around you. We will talk about your team, your product, your event, the next one you're going to or you're cooking at, we will talk about it. That's what we do here. We just have a great bunch of guys. Usually the second hour is a huge call in, huge guys calling in from Texas, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Colorado. I'm telling you, we get callers from all over the nation, and that's what I love to have. I love to have callers call in from different parts of the states. If they want to all call from one state, that's fine, too. We're going to take these calls, and we're going to let the smoke roll, and we're going to talk barbecue, and that's what it's all about. Now, I'll get back to Facebook real quick. If you got any suggestions, you can go to Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke radio show. Like my page. Check it out. Comments, ideas, give them to me. I want to hear them. You can also hook up with me at Chris Chadwick on Facebook. Look me up, friend me. That's what it's all about, guys. We spread the word. We promote everything barbecue. Check it out. Call in. Like, whatever you need to do. Also, I want to talk about the Tennessee Barbecue Association. That is something that's really taking off. We've worked hard on that for over a year, and it takes time to build an association, especially to become a sanctioning body, something that's kind of going to give you a set of rules and regulations, an all-common standard that everybody goes by. We're working really hard on the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We do have a web page up now. That's www.tbabbq.com. Can't be any simpler than that. That's tbabbq.com. Go check that out. Go to our Facebook group page. That is spelled out Tennessee BBQ Association. Join the group. That is our group page that just has hundreds and hundreds of members in it. You don't have to be from Tennessee to join it either. We talk barbecue. That's what we talk about. That's what we've got barbecue brothers and sisters from all over the country in there now. You're welcome to come in, check it out. Also, Tennessee BBQ Association as a page, like it also. Check all those pages out. You know, that's what it's all about, spreading the word of barbecue, promoting barbecue, supporting all our barbecue brothers and sisters out there and all their ventures. You know, if we all did a little for everybody, that would be a lot to them. If you just think about that, if we all did just a little bit to help each other out, that would be a lot to each individual. So, keep it real, old-fashioned, have some honor, some respect. That's what barbecue is. You know, you've got a lot of barbecue brothers, sisters out there competing this weekend. A lot of them has never met each other. They go and they meet each other. I mean, it's just like one big old family kind of event. Yes, you've got some drinking going on. Yeah, you've got a few words coming out. You have that everywhere. But it's really regulated, and it is pretty well maintained. You know, barbecue competition is a great place to go to meet people, to meet make friends, make lasting, lifelong friends. I guarantee you, once you go to one, you'll go to another. That's why I always encourage everybody to try at least one barbecue competition. Once you go to one, you'll want to go to another, to another, to another. And it's going to be on, especially if you get your name called once, then it's going to break loose. It's going to be crazy, and it's going to be crazy, crazy. So just get in there, go to a competition, participate, volunteer, cook with a team. It doesn't matter. Just get in there, get involved, because once you get in there and get involved, it's on. It's on. You'll be selling your bass boats, be selling your bows, be selling your guns, be selling your sports cars. You'll be buying a cooking trailer, getting you a rig, buying you a new pit, and you'll be competing week in and week out. Let me tell you, all over the country, there are barbecue competitions every week of the year, almost every week of the year. So get it together and go try one out. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. You'll love it, and you want more of it. No doubt about it. Excuse me. Let me go back to this board. Let me see what we've got here. We've got to get some callers calling in. We want to hear some people talking tonight. I'm not going to talk for 2 hours by myself. We want callers, and we want them now. So 347-202-0263. We do have a caller in queue. Let's see if we can get this bad boy on and welcome them into the show. Let's see if everything's going to cooperate tonight. And it looks like it's going to cooperate. We've got caller 731-415. You're live with Chris Chadwick, Pirate Pork in the house. What's going on tonight?
Woo, you got it, man. Not much. Getting ready for supper.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been working all day. I've been running behind. 2 minutes late starting the show. Get home, get it all ready, get ready, get the boards up, get the computer on, the internet running. My daughter fixed my supper tonight. She fixed me a good old-fashioned ham sandwich and choked it down when Rocky Balboa was playing. I don't know how that intro music got keyed in this evening, but we come out to Rocky tonight.
Well, you're living up, man. I'm just eating bologna sandwich tonight.
Well,
you're uptown with that ham, ain't you?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, son. The way everything's going up, that old bologna is getting, that's kind of pricey, too, for what it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it
ain't nothing better than a bologna sandwich.
Well, I had a good old shaved ham, big, thick, fat ham shaved sandwich with some good old pepper jack cheese and some real mayonnaise and some coarse ground mustard on it. I'm telling you, it was just dynamite. It was just hit the spot. That and a good cold, ice cold PBR, man, I'm ready. I'm kicking something. I don't know if it's a tire, and I don't know if I'm lighting a rat fire. But I'm telling you, we ready to do a show and have a big time. I know next week, if everything works out, we will be hunting live from the world's largest fish fry, and that's in Paris, Tennessee, Henry County, Paris, Tennessee. If you're listening in, guys, Google that. Check it out. It is the world's largest fish fry. I don't know how many thousands and thousands of pounds of catfish they fry up. Have you got any idea, Pirate Pork?
Oh, man, they told us 1 year. I don't remember what it is, man. It's a bunch. It's a bunch.
Well, I mean, thousands and thousands of pounds, and the way they fry it up. We're going to be talking barbecue, but we're talking fish fry next week. We're going to be coming live right there. We're going to be set up a live studio in the fish cook tent right there, right in the middle of it, right in the heart of it. The world's largest fish fry, huge parade, huge fair. It's going on. It's going to be live. We're going to be in the house next Wednesday night. I can't wait to do that. We're going to have a big time. Hopefully we'll shoot some YouTube videos. We're going to make us a YouTube site. We're going to work that out. We're going to start shooting a few videos. Everybody wants to hear. Everybody that listens and hears what we're doing, we're going to try to show them a little bit what we do. And we're going to just fire it up because we've just had a lot of requests. So that's a new thing that we're going to do. We're going to start shooting some live video and uploading it on YouTube, and I think it's going to be, I think it'll be pretty good. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, we definitely need that. Start doing it there, take it around to some of these comps and do it, and get some of them on video and that stuff. I think that'll help a lot.
Well, you know, these competitions we go to, you know, all over the country, everybody's got good competitions they love to go to, they love to cook at. And they're great competitions, a lot of things going on with them, but they don't, you know, they just don't get it out there. We're going to start broadcasting and publicizing ours a little more. You know, we have a great, great listening audience, a great call-in audience. I mean, it just, you know, I'm thankful to have all our great listeners and callers. And we're just going to try to step it up, kick it up a notch, and keep it interesting and keep people wanting to talk about it, sharing our show, sharing our thoughts, spreading the word of barbecue. You know, we're just trying to do more because we're here to stay. We're here to play. We're here to cook barbecue, and we're here to stay. You know, and I know Hall County Cookers, this old fat boy right here, Chris Chadwick's going to be in the house, and he's going to talk barbecue, and that's just what it's about. And I know Pirate Pork, they're ready to stay in the game, too. And we've got all these other teams, local teams around here, they love to barbecue. That's why we just love to do it. That's what has lit the fire and lit the passion in all these counties around us now. If you've noticed how all these counties have just started coming on board, all these teams are wanting to come cook, they want to compete, they want to join the Tennessee Barbecue Association. When you do that, and we co-sponsoring these events, they're coming in, they're cooking for two monies instead of one payout, two monies, and that's kind of exciting too. I think we're on the right track. I know we sure are trying to do it for the right reasons, you know. We're not getting rich by any means. We're having lots of fun, though.
Yeah, that two money deal is going to be wild, ain't it? That's going to be fun.
Well, you know, because everybody's not going to be, you know, participate on the TBA side, but all the cooks that are participating on the TBA side, the top five scoring teams, whether it's the winning team of the competition or not, if they're not in TBA, they don't qualify for that money. Because the top five scoring teams, it's just simple as can be. There's nothing any simpler than what this is. If you've got 50 teams and 20 teams are TBA, then that top five score is coming out of that 20 teams that's TBA. It's not dual scoring. It's the same score. It's one score all the way down the board. It's whatever team is the top five TBA team. So it's that simple. You don't have to cook any more meat. You don't have to show any more presentation.
That's not there, you could sit there and be a little upset you didn't get nothing in there. Maybe you got an eighth or tenth or something. Well, that might be first in TBA.
That's right.
You could still win.
That's
going to
be
wild and crazy. I love that.
And the thing about it is, the more people that play, the more it pays. Period. All the money, you know, you have to be a member of TBA, which is no big deal. It's $25. I mean, that's what most people spend on going out to supper. That's a half a supper one night on the weekend. All right? So it's not money. If they're complaining about the $25, then they don't want to do it anyhow. So it's a $25 membership, but once you do that, that's a one-time membership in the TBA for a whole year, and you're qualified to cook at every TBA event. You're not ever have to pay that again for the whole year. I mean, it's real simple. I think it'll work really good. I think it's going to be really exciting to do that. And I just can't wait to do it. Man, this board is just going crazy tonight. I had a couple callers just kick in. I was going to cue them in, and then they're gone. They're gone just as fast as they come up. So hopefully if these callers that were cued in that had just seen, call back, guys. I'll get you on. I promise I'll get you on. This board's kind of funny tonight, but we'll get you in there and get you on. No doubt about it. It'll happen. Let's see here. All right, let's see. One of my callers was Randy May. We want Randy to call back. He's calling from the 615 number, and we're going to get him in on it. I think he has got his place open and live in Red Rock there in Paris, Tennessee. So hopefully we can get him some TBA business. You know, that's what it's all about. And well, let's see if we can get him back on. And I had I know I showed up another caller, and I want him to call back too. We're gonna get them on and see if I can get her back going here. All right, but yeah, TBA smoking hot. It's new. It's going to grow. I look forward to everybody being a part of it. It's just something positive, you know. It's something that's going to help out and spread the word right here in Tennessee. You know, we've got big contests in Tennessee. You know, you've got the Jack Daniels, you've got Memphis in May. And those are awesome dynamite places to go and check it out. Well, that's all we can do as cooks. That's all Team Hall County Cookers, our Team Fire Pork can do, is go walk around and check it out. Because them are big-time shows with big-time money. And this TBA is for everybody, whether you're a pop-up tent cook like myself or a team that's rolling in a 40-footer rig with some nice equipment. Let's see if we can get this caller queued in. I believe we've got Randy May on the line. Let's see if we've got Randy in the house tonight. He is. Maybe we can get him queued in. We're going to try our best to. I think it's going to happen. Let's see what it's doing. I think that's going to be good, Fire Pork, Geek Web. I think that's going to really be a good thing to do. And I'm just ready for some more positives. You know, in barbecue, you got a lot of negatives. But, hey, we're all positive, and that's where we're going to move forward. And that's what it's all about. I think we got Randy May in the house tonight. Randy, you live with us. What's going on, brother?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
All right. How are you doing?
Making it just... It's been hectic moving, you know, from Nashville to Paris, but, you know, we're up and going, and we're just now doing tent and tent windows and wrapping trailers. But we've been doing a lot of barbecue trailers out there. We've done three so far now, so I guess everybody's getting ready for, you know, competition and stuff, because we're going to be down in Memphis May, all next month. So I'm hoping to see some of my trailers down there.
Well, that's always a good thing, Randy. You know, you get your work, you get it out. You just spread the word, get your product out, get your work out, get somebody bragging about your work, and then that always brings more. You know, and being in business 27 years myself, you've got to do it right. You've got to put a good quality product out, and you've got to have a service to back it, and that's what it's all about.
It's hard. You know, bigger cities you can do it, but you know, smaller communities, well, you know that firsthand.
I know it. I'm very aware of what you're saying. Smaller towns.
Getting word of mouth out there. And
That's what it takes. It takes one telling another. That's just like it's Facebook. That's why I always tell everybody, if you like it, share it. Share it for me. We keep sharing it. We're going to get the word out. The more we get it out, the more people are going to recognize it and come to it. So, you know, we always constantly try to share and spread the love. Let's give everybody a little.
Right. Yeah, Facebook's like the Odin post office porch.
No doubt.
Back where the farmers and stuff sit around and talk. You know, Facebook's that person now.
It's the front porch. You got it. It's no doubt. Facebook is the front porch, old style front porch, where everybody tells a little of this and tells a little of that. And let me tell you, and no doubt, you always keep something exciting going on. And you know, I like to follow Randy May. And you need to follow Randy May. He has some dynamite stuff going on. He just doesn't get too carried away. But let me tell you, boys, I know him. And behind the scenes is where we need to be. Behind the scenes, Randy. So you're up
That's
and
right.
going. You're live in Paris now, up and going. You're kicking out product now. So let me get this straight. Now, are you doing tees? You doing shirts right now?
Oh, yeah, we're doing everything. We got some new material that came in, and I spent probably 500 down in Daytona of shirts. 500 went out to Daytona, and I just didn't like the material. So we got another vendor when we moved, and I like that material a little bit better, and it's doing well. The barbecue trailer we wrapped up in Russellville, Kentucky, he just called and ordered 12, you know, barbecue shirts for his team.
Right. So you're doing team shirts now.
Yes. Doing, logos, shirts, we're tinting windows, we're doing designs on your vehicles and stuff, everything. And with, the way the economy is now, in the area and stuff, everything, I'm fortunate enough to be on the internet and sell to other areas as well. I mean, I can go mobile. I mean, I can go where you're at. You know, we have two to three cargo vans that is ready to go out. You know, we have a Mercedes Sprinter van, and then we have two cargo vans, and they're set up to do wraps and tent and stuff like that, and mobile stuff, everything. So I'm pretty excited about being back in Paris, in my hometown, stuff, everything, and knowing everybody around here. So
this is
where I'll probably stay.
That can be good, and that can be bad. We can take it both ways.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we going from, I'm telling you, I know what you're talking about. Well, so you're doing competition team, you're doing barbecue shirts for competition teams. You are designing, and you can design logos for them. You can design any type of logo they wish to have. You designed me an awesome Let's Talk Smoke show logo that I have on my Let's Talk Smoke radio show Facebook page. Guys, if y'all just tuning in, go to Facebook, Chris Tadwick, Let's Talk Smoke radio show page, and like my page. You know, I'm like everybody else. I love the likes. So let's spread the love and like the likes. So you're doing the shirts, you're doing the wraps, you're doing decals. Are you cutting decals also?
Yeah, we're doing we have a contour cut machine and everything. We have the Roland, one of the top-of-the-line printers out there, and it runs about $30,000. But what I like about it is once I print it, it also cuts it, and it saves from having to buy another machine to, cut those logos out or cut those designs or cut that vinyl out, I mean, we do wallpaper for your office. If you want the logo in your office and you want your design on the floor, we do floor graphics, storefronts. We do everything that the bigger cities do.
Right. Complete setup on graphics. We'll do it. I need a few things. You need to start working on me a new shirt, new team shirt. I need some stickers. I need a banner made for next week because I will be live in Paris at the Fish Tent at the world's largest fish fry. Good Wednesday night. Let's Talk Smoke show live in the tent.
Awesome. I was wondering about that.
Yes, but we need a new banner especially for that. We're going to set it up. We're going to rock and roll. We're going to kick it out. We're going to try to have a big time. I'm just looking forward to that. So I'll get with you for sure. But, yeah, we got TBA. We got TBA talk going on, a lot of action in the Tennessee Barbecue Association. So we definitely need a few of those things lined up and getting ready to get that in the works. It's actually in the works. So we're going to definitely, hopefully, be able to support you and get some things from you. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great because, it's, like I was saying, we're winding with the radio show and stuff, everything, and it's really, really out there. Everybody's talking about it. I had some guys from Missouri that came in yesterday, and, I did the Lawler show, and then I've been featured in a magazine with Sunrise Magazine. I did that whole layout. And, I've been doing it for probably 15 years, and now it's just like, just because this is the hub, a lot of people get confused. Well, he's too far out there. I mean, we can go anywhere, do anything, And then I can also send it on the EPS file, your logo, to where you can take it to a local printer, say, in Kentucky or Texas, and get it printed out,
Right. Well, that's just dynamite. This technology has just got it going on, no doubt. It's just exciting to, 20 years ago, none of this, 10 years ago, it just wasn't. It was just a thought, in somebody's mind. But now, we've just got technology at our fingertips. We can contact and get in touch with people all over the country, all over the world for that matter, just in a simple sit down and get on it and do it. I can see my board's lit up again. I've got some more callers, so just bear with me. Hang on. Stay with us. We got some more callers in queue. I'm going to get these guys in right now.
I love your radio show. Every time I get on it, I get these messages and stuff and everything, and I love it. You're really out there.
That's what it's about. We want to spread the love and get everybody involved, no doubt. I've got an 806-543 number. I know who this is. Well, let's see if we can get them queued in. And we're going to work hard on this. This board is just acting really strange tonight, guys. Bear with me. We're going to refresh this bad boy and get you back on. Just hang on just a second, and we'll get this going. But, yeah, Randy, it's good to have you back home. I know you're glad. You're probably glad to be back home, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been in Memphis for 15 years, Nashville for a couple of years, and it's high pace. It's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, nighttime. It's like, you know, a whole nother world. And it's just, it's glad to be back to where, you know, everything's kind of slowed down, you know. And the only bad thing I can't get used to is if you don't get gas before you cross that Tennessee River before 6 o'clock, you're running out. I don't care if you have a pocket full of money because everything closes at 6.
I'm telling you. Or around here, especially in this town, it shuts down at 10 o'clock. The only thing working is 3 red lights and 3 speed campers. All right. Let's see. And they will nail you every time. Okay, we've got this board up and running again. 806-543, welcome to the show. I know who we got, but introduce yourself.
Hey, man, it's John, Smoking X.
That's what I know. How you doing tonight, Smoking X? Is you Mr. John Reeves?
Yeah, well, we're doing real good. Me and Cole are hanging out over here at TNA's Bar and Chill, one of our newest sponsors, having a cold one listening to the radio.
Oh, brother, that just sounds like a dynamite time. I wish I was there with you, and I would be joining in on a good cold one or two or three or four.
Well, I tell you what, it's really cold, and the view's not too bad either.
Where's that at?
Lubbock, Texas, buddy.
Y'all got it going on. You've had a big competition this past weekend going, and tell us all about it right now. We want to hear.
Well, man, we've had a big 2 weeks, man. We did two back-to-back. 2 weeks ago was in La Mesa, Texas. I think we had a 7th, 8th, and 9th all tied in points, and we were in that mix. And then this last weekend is a state qualifier here at IBCA, and we got reserve grand champion.
Man, that's dynamite. Big reserve grand, and that is a hard job to do, let me tell you. And congratulations.
Well,
I tell
you what.
Thank you.
We changed up some stuff, you know, and kudos to Lance Moore and the West and the Grand. You know, he worked hard and paid off for him, you know. We did really good. Didn't have, you know, I tell you what, it was hard competition, man. There was some good, tough cooks at that one. And I tell you what, Cole and I were just absolutely shocked. They just kept calling our numbers. We just couldn't believe it. But, you know, I mean, a big shout-out to Up and Smoke. And, you know, Junior's Up and Smoke, you know, is his upper grub. Man, I tell you what, he's picked us up. He's been helping us out. And we contribute a lot of our success to him. You know, if it wasn't for him and some others just kind of helping us along a little bit for the last year or so, we wouldn't be where we was at. So, you know, kudos to those guys. There's a tough competition this last week in Lubbock. Out of Buffalo Springs Lake is the Buffalo Wings Cook-Off, and I heard everything from 62 teams to 80-plus teams. I'm not real sure how many teams showed up. Cole just looked at me and said 65 teams. I'm not real sure. But I tell you what, they drug them from all over the state. I heard one guy was from San Antonio. I heard several from Wichita Falls, several from Midland, Odessa, Amarillo. Everywhere from 300-400 miles away. It was some tough competition there this weekend. We just felt privileged to be able to compete on their level.
Well, yeah, man, it's a big honor. You know, I'm just proud for you guys. I know I've been following all your pictures and stuff, and I mean, y'all are just sitting up there like two big top golf cats. I mean, smiling here it is. I can tell Cole was right at home in between all that. I don't even know what. I just don't even want to talk about all that. But
well, I tell you what, those Coors Light girls that hand out those awards, they had Colson, and they'll make you stand up straight and pay attention, you know. So they all treated us right, and everybody was real hospitable. You know, like I said, we're a pretty new team. We've just been paying attention. We're a very humble team, and we just, you know, appreciate everybody who's helped us along the way.
Right, man, that's dynamite. That's just awesome. I'm just proud for you guys, and a big shout out to Lancer. You know, he you know, I had to comment on his picture. He was standing there, you know, he was just smiling from ear to ear. You know, he just had that big old grin on his face.
you're sitting there and you're adding points up in your head as everybody walks. And I tell you what, oh, Junior, man, don't count him out. We actually, believe it or not, we tied in points with Junior. But we got first in brisket, and that's what put us over the edge for reserve. And Lance, you know, he was above us a few points, and he deserved it. We knew when we got reserved that Lance had it. When I walked over and I was congratulating him before they even called his name, he kind of looked at me, and I said, dude, you got this. I mean, nobody's walked as much as you have. He walked nearly in every category. The guy was just – I was on his A game.
He was smoking, wasn't he? He was smoking. He was letting the smoke roll just like y'all were that day. I bet Junior was right there. That's right.
I mean, that's the thing is that the top three positions in that cookoff were all, if you take, you know, they had wings and beans and stuff. You take those categories out, which are kind of the bonus categories. If you go off ribs, brisket, and chickens, the top three teams were in 2 points spread. That's how tight the competition was.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was, you better nut up and pay attention.
That's right. Stand up, pay attention, and get your cue game on, because it's time when it's that kind of close race. I understand. But that's just dynamite. I mean, when it's coming down to the wire like that, and memo points rolling in, they calling your name, you're trying to think about it. It's exciting as hell just to think about that and get involved It's just a big time. I congratulate all of you on that. I know it was an exciting weekend. And you've got some new sponsors you picked up. You're there in the house with them right now. That's awesome. You know, that's what it takes. It takes sponsors. It takes sponsors to help these guys week in, week out competing. And, you know, it's just not like a sponsor just giving you money or giving you product and that's it. That's the end of the show. You're out there representing that company and flying their colors or their banners every week. People are recognizing you and recognizing these companies, and it does. It's very beneficial to them. I mean, you know, the sponsor drive, you know how hard it is to find sponsors. We all work on sponsors constantly, and it's just we got to thank our sponsors, you know, because without them, it would be a lot harder game.
Yes, and that we struggled with was – No, Cole and I, you know, our first year, we were working out, and sponsors is what, you know, changed it. I don't want to say it took pressure off of us, but it helped us out in the last couple of weeks. You know, we've had 6-8 months, but, you know, the last couple helped us out to just spread and maybe get to go to that extra cook-off. And you know, with P&As, they sure helped us out. Lubbock, right off Texas Avenue, and Buffalo Springs Lake in 10 minutes from this place, and we hit them up, and they were kind of hesitant at first. I said, we'll just feed you. Come on out, all your waitresses and everybody, we'll feed you. So the whole thing was they helped us out on entry and some other stuff. So, you know, that's what helps you get along down the road a little bit. And I tell you what, we went through brisket in about 10 minutes once their people showed up. We were done. We were out of food. So, you know, I think they were here now.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out. They're loving it. I think they're going to stick with us and help us out in the future.
Man, that's awesome. That's what it's all about, you know. I mean, you don't mind. You love doing that kind of thing. And when sponsors kick in, it makes it so much easier, and you love helping them back out. And that's what it's all about. That's what I keep telling everybody and keep pushing and keep drilling into everybody that is considering sponsoring or that sponsor teams. I thank everybody that sponsors team, whether they sponsor my team or somebody else's, because they're helping the cause. The barbecue community needs sponsors, and these guys are out there. It's just basically like NASCAR. You know, I referred to it today as I was working with a sponsor, a prospective sponsor, and, you know, I said, it's basically like NASCAR. We've got all these huge companies out there, these independent businesses, they want to get your name out. You're out there showing their name week in, week out, representing them. It's just like NASCAR. I mean, I firmly believe the barbecue sport is going to be as big one of these days, you know, because it's just huge. It just keeps blowing up. I mean, you can go cook every weekend if you want to somewhere.
Oh, and I firmly believe that, you know. And here's the funny thing about it. If you'd have told me 4 or 5 years ago that I'd be cooking and doing any kind of, having any kind of success like Cole and I are having right now with Smoking X, I'd have laughed at you. I'd have said, look, I got to get to Daytona. Or, hey, man, I got to get to Dallas. They're fixing to have another race here in April. But, you know, I'm almost passing up going stuff just to go cook. I don't know if that's embarrassing testament right there, but you know what? That's what's going on in Lubbock. Is, you know, there's a lot. Cole and I've only been at this for about a year or so. We've been, you know, had a lot of success. The trick is you know, we like that cold beer and we like hanging out. We like hanging out and fellowshipping and joking around with these guys. But you know what? Once we find and that. For growing smoke, Cole and I start packing the
fuck out. That's right.
We're
going to
take care of it. And then, I tell you what, our last come find here with you. You know, that's after that last turn in, that's when Cole and I start, you know, laying it back down. But, you know, when the heat's on and that stack is rolling some smoke, Cole and I are on our A game and we're paying attention. And we don't mean to offend anybody, but, you know, that's what we have to do. That's what we've had to discipline ourselves to get where we're at.
I completely agree with you. I mean, we've got Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, on the line here with us tonight. Randy May right here with around the bend. Is it around the bend or over the bend, Randy?
No, it's around the bend.
Around the bend. Okay. You know, I don't want to say
people
it around
the bend,
Brad. I'm over the hill. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, couple more years about over the hill graphics.
Well, you know, we got these guys in here. We cook. You know, when you got your cook game, you got your game face on. You got to keep it together, and worry about you cooking at hand. You know, and tend to hit. And once that's over, and you last turn in, then you can relax a little bit. But then, I mean, it's even worse after your last turn in. Then you're worried about being called or getting up there for awards. But, man, I feel you. You know, you got to have your game face on. You can't be playing all the time. You know, we've all got team members that like to play all the time. I think every team's had one of those or has a couple of them, you know. And you know, it takes all kinds to make the world go round, but we sure can't act like that when we turn in time. I mean, it's cook time, turn in time. It's serious game. And the guys that don't wear playing are not getting their name called, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what,
go on and finish that out, John.
What I was going to say is, you know, there's a lot of guys that go out there and they like to have a good time and they like to party. And, you know, and I'm all about it. If you want to go there and party and have a good time and cook and whatever, I'll gladly walk and take your donation. But, you know, Cole and I, you know, when we first started, you know, we partied a little bit and stuff. And then we kind of hit a couple times. And then you start looking at it and reevaluating your program and you start thinking, man, if we tone this beer drinking down a little bit, we can party later on after we cash some checks.
Well, that's right. Well, that's maturity. That's a barbecue team maturing a little bit, you know, because we all do that. We all want to play pretty hard when we first get out there. I've got a couple other callers. Let me see if I can get them in queue because they've been waiting patiently, and let's see if we can get them in. Welcome them to the show. We sure are glad they're calling in. We have a caller, 432-528. Who have we got here?
Hey guys, it's the Junior Urias. Up at Smoke
Junior.
Barbecue. What do y'all say, man?
The guy.
Well, I just want to say hi to everybody and congratulate John and Lance on their victory this weekend. It was a hell of a cook-off. And say hi to everybody. How's everybody doing?
It sounds like they just had a big time, and you've always got something going on. Sure glad to have you in tonight. You know, you're just part of the family right here. We always like to have you on with us.
Right. Well, that's awesome. I like I said, I just want to say hi, Chris. How's everything going?
Man, I tell you, we're working every day trying to keep the barbecue faith alive and the motion going and ready to do a couple cooks. We've been kind of down since March. You know, we really hadn't been able to go cook like y'all are getting to cook. And we're really excited about getting it fired up here in about a week and a half. And I know Texas, you know, we just don't have them. Like, you know, Texas is just huge. Y'all got dynamite cooks going on all the time.
Yeah.
And here in Tennessee, we have them, but they're so far apart. Just, you know, it's just, yeah, and it's hard to get to go like y'all are rolling, you know. And,
right.
One day we'll get there, you know. We're looking forward. One of these days we're going to come to Texas and hang out with Texas.
Well, I tell you what, you're more than welcome, guys. Anything time. Some good old smoke just rolling out of the barrels out of here.
Man, that's the way to do it, I'm telling you. Now, let me ask you something. Can you get the smoke rolling out of that Stomp's cooker?
Man, I tell you what, I can get it rolling.
I'm telling you.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, we working to keep that smoke rolling out of them old Stomps now. We make them boys talk to you. I mean, we make them sing a little song.
Well, I tell you what, that makes me, I get to listen in and let that smoke roll, and it sings me a song and it puts me to sleep, and man, it's awesome. Awesome
feeling. I'm telling you.
It's always a good time to be able to visit with your friends and family and your barbecue brothers and sisters and just let the smoke grow and talk a little about BBQ, huh?
That's right. You got it. That's exactly right. And I tell you what, now, I'm an old stick burner kind of guy. You know, I still roll on an old stick burner. But them Stomps make it a hell of a lot easier to cook, and you get a lot more time to play.
Yeah, you really do. You know. As a matter of fact, I want to give a big shout out to Stump Smokers just for giving me a good quality product to work with. You know, it's real consistent. It even burning. It's very competitive out there in the cooking world. So, man, it's a hell of a cook smoker. If anybody's ready to move on to them, but I love them. They're good and reliable. So,
they are dynamite pits now. They are dynamite pits, no doubt. I don't have the fortune of knowing these guys much, but I do have a Stump smoker that I use, and I like it. And, you know, the more you use it, the you know, it's like any cooker. You got to use it some that really know what's going on, and the more you use it, the better it cooks. We've got another Stumps fan right here. We've got another Stumps fan here on the line. We just got queued in, and I believe Blake Moody's on the line with us. Blake, you live with us tonight?
Chris Chadwick, how you doing, man?
What's happening, my friend? How are you doing?
Man, doing awesome. Just listening to Junior sing the Stump praises.
That's right. You know,
what's up, Blake? You doing all right, bud?
Hey, good, Junior. How you doing, man?
Man, awesome, brother. Awesome. You know, it's good to be able to say hi to everyone for about 5-10 minutes. I'm a just to say hi. But go ahead.
Oh, I was saying that's wonderful. Anytime any of you guys want to call in and hang out and hang on and stay with us, that's what this is about. This show is about y'all. Y'all just cue in. You got any questions, you want to talk to each other, rock and roll, and that'll give me a break from talking. And I think we've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, on the line, so we've definitely got our Texas connection in the house. Now, the only people we don't have here with us, and we're going to have to get them boys in with us too some, is Gabe and Robert. And I'm sure all y'all know who Gabe and Robert is. You know, S&S, them two guys there, they're good guys, and I love talking and seeing all their barbecue love too. But we've got our Texas connection live right now in my book. We've got Junior, we've got John, and then we've got Lance Moore here on the line. Let's see if we can get Lance queued in. I'm having a wonderful time trying to cue all my callers in tonight. I believe we got Lance on the queue now. Lance, you live with us, brother.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
We're all good.
Good,
how
man.
You doing tonight?
I'm good. Waiting for the dirt to settle around this place.
Man, it's not going to settle for a while. You're going to Vegas, aren't you?
Yep, that's I am. I'm waiting for the dirt to settle. It's blowing about 30 miles an hour around here, so I can go get my pit cleaned up and we can head out tomorrow.
Man, excitement. Congratulations on your big grand this weekend.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to congratulate Junior and John and Cole. And it was quite a wild contest last weekend. It was definitely a nail-biter all the way. You know how those are, you know. You don't ever get your hopes up. Get your hopes up and you usually get squashed. So,
you did good, brother. You did good, Lance. Congrats, brother.
You too, man.
Well,
congratulations, Lance. You did a great job.
Yeah, y'all just all chime in. I'm gonna take five, and y'all running the show now. Just get back, and I'll be back in a minute to listen back in. But y'all just have at it, all right? I'll be right back.
Hey, Lance.
Yes, sir.
Your secrets there, Lance. Why don't you just spill it? How you did? What you could?
What I could? Well. Just cooked some of that good old yard bird, a little bit of that old Texas beef. Had a good time, man. So, how much do you want to spill? There's not a lot to spill. It's just one of the weekends.
Lance, how much of that your own rub you put on there? That's all I want to know.
Rub? Well, if that rub, on ribs, I lay it on it pretty heavy. I mean, it looks like brown sugar when you get done with it.
Yeah.
And and then on chicken and stuff like that, I usually put it in a shaker and kind of shake it on a little bit.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
between you and Junior, man, y'all, I've both gotten some rub from you and Junior within last month, and man, there ain't nothing like the UPS man dropping you off a new rub to try. Lance, I just got yours the other day, and good God, that smells good. And Junior's, I got his probably a week or two ago. But, good stuff, man. That's what I was asking, is y'all are having some success out there and, probably using your stuff up.
Well, it's funny that you said Lance and Junior's, because I tell you what, we used Junior's rub. Lance used his rub, and we used Junior's rub. And Junior, I'm pretty sure, used his rub. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm pretty sure he did. So I'm going to say this, Junior's and Lance's rub came in first, second, and third state qualifier for IBCA. Now, to me, that says a lot, man. That says a lot that you've got something good put together, that you know what you're doing as far as putting a rub together. You've got something that is a contender. It's not just, we threw some stuff together in the kitchen or whatever the night before. I mean, we're talking about, top-notch quality rubs here. And we contribute a lot of our success to the rub. Cole and I here at Smoking X, man, sometimes it's just getting everything together, and the rub is essential. And, Lance has got a great rub, and Junior's got a great rub. And I tell you what, that to me, that just says a lot. When the first, second, third, out of two guys' rubs that they put together and decide to market. I'd buy either one of their rubs. I have rubs. So, and Cole has too. So, that's a great testament to how awesome these rubs are. I'm the kind of guy that, y'all need to be calling these guys. You need to be calling Junior, maybe call Lance, and buy some of these rubs. Try them out over there in y'all's Tennessee area, maybe up in the Colorado area. Junior, he's helped those Smoking X out. I can't complain at all, and I don't think Cole would either. That rub is it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to order some. Get some up here in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when somebody's willing to let you try their product, that to me is I'm more likely to go back and buy some from that guy than go to the grocery store and you know, try to figure out for myself. You know, if they're gonna put some in the mail for me, then damn it, they probably got a damn customer for life. That's the way I look at it.
That's the way me and Cole felt. We're trying to mix our own rub. We're trying to, you know, start from scratch and try to figure something else out. You know, and we've played with some different options and trying some different stuff. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go with who's already got something. Who's already got something put together. And that's what helped us out, you know.
Yeah, they've just a little more practice. I tell you what, until you know I start making some stuff that's on that level, then I'm gonna let the pros go ahead and, you know, send me some rub, and I'll use their stuff in the meantime. So
that's right.
What do you think about that, Junior? You still there, Junior?
I think he's still in with us. He might be. I think Junior's still here.
I'm checking out at HEB. I'm fixing to be done. I'll get on here in a second.
Man, I'm telling you, we've got a board full tonight, guys. It's just blowing up. We've got some major. We've got all y'all are barbecue superstars. I mean, it's just, we get out there. We love to do it. We love to compete. We love to shake hands, meet people. I know I do. I love getting in amongst everybody and just having one big time. And I'm just going to keep it real and keep it positive, and that's what I'm doing. I mean, you know, all y'all are just like me. I can tell you, just love to barbecue, love the passion, love to do it. I'm just proud. I'm thankful that all of y'all, I really appreciate it, guys. I just really do. I appreciate all y'all calling in every show and helping out, because without y'all, there just wouldn't be a show, and I appreciate it, every one of you. So I'm saying thank you to all of you, because, you know, without y'all, we wouldn't have a show, and we couldn't talk barbecue like we love to do. And you know, winning grand champions, reserve grand champions, all of y'all, you know, just time after time again, and making these killer products. And John, your rub is awesome too, guy. I mean, it's just right on. It's different. Yours and Lance's and Junior's, all of y'all's rubs are dynamite. It's just they're all different.
Well, the whole thing is, you know, Cole is the main. He's guilty. He's the guilty one on our rub. He's the one that kind of put that together, and I got to give props to Cole. But you know, we did a good rub. We placed, you know, we had several final tables. We had several top tens with that rub. We just never could knock a home run. We were just, you know, we had one grand champion last year. You know, I'm not saying we're done with our rub, but you know what? You got to go with the superstars kind of guys. You know, I mean, you got to go with the Lances, and you definitely got to go with the Junior. I mean, Junior up in smoke, that boy's got it going on. And so, you know, Cole and I want to take it to the next level. That's what you and I have talked about in private. That's what I've talked about with Lance. I've talked about it with Junior. Cole and I just want to go to the next level. You know, I mean, you figure out your temperatures, you figure out your times, you figure out your injections. We needed something to put us over the top. And we wanted to start winning again. We wanted to start, you know, paddling a little bit of that butt. You know, we wanted to be the team to watch. And the last couple of weeks, you know, like I said, y'all are going to get sick of it. And then when you get sick of it, you just let me know. But Junior's rub put us there. It put us on that final table. It put us in the top 10. It put us in the top 5. And it put us in first in brisket. 60, 70 teams, whatever there was last weekend. You know, like I said, I've heard several different things. But that's what put us on that final stroke to put John and Cole at the top of the list.
Well,
yeah, they're saying 65 teams total, what the head judge is now saying, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Lance, let me ask you this. What's your game plan for Vegas?
Well, first thing is to get there.
Oh, hey, God bless you. I hear you.
Yeah, you know, just that little 900-mile jog over there.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this, that trip, but I'm hoping we're gonna leave. We're gonna leave tomorrow. As soon as I get off work, probably around 5. And of course, we'll gain 2 hours going out that way. But you know, my hope is kind of roll in around 9-10 o'clock Friday morning.
Right, right.
You know, and then start kind of getting everything prepped and ready, and get some step shot up in some stuff.
So they now, you know, I'm sure they have several Sams there in Vegas. I'm sure.
I guess they do. I mean, we're going to be right on the California border, is what it looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're on the far side.
I bet we're not 50 miles. Yeah, we're. That's, you know, I was thinking it was a little further to the east, but I was on Google Maps, and I bet we're not an hour from the California border.
Yeah, you're
we're in the new part of Vegas.
Right out of Vegas, you're an hour from L.A.
Yeah, I mean, you're not far, I mean, over in there. So, that was a matter of fact, the last time we were working out in L.A., we drove over to Vegas one night, and of course, that's been about 25 years ago, so it's changed a little bit since I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're about to meet, if it wasn't for the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, but that's kind of the deal, is to, yeah, you know, get over there, get set up, and, you know, might even squeak in a nap there before we have to get too busy.
No doubt. Now, what are you going to cook at, because I've never been to Sam's event, what will you be cooking?
It's all Kansas City, so, I mean, you'll do pork butt, chicken thighs, brisket, and ribs. But it's KC BS.
Okay. Are y'all a favorite to, are you in favor of doing butts or shoulders?
I usually get butts around here just because that's what's more available.
Right.
You know, I mean, just in our area. I have done, you know, cold shoulders and stuff like that, and I like them, but you don't find them like you guys get them back east, and,
right.
You know, so it's a little tougher, and so I usually get a couple of, you know, I try to get somewhere between 15 and 18 pounds, you know, a couple of butts, you know, probably, you know, 8 to 7 to 9 pounds
right,
on that, and you can kind of go from there, you know.
You do a lot of trimming.
No, I don't.
I like
I mean,
fat.
I'm a fan of fat.
And
unless it's really excessive, but I mean,
right.
No, I mean, I like that heat shield a little bit, and I like it to kind of run down in there, and then, you know, generally when I pan it and I pull it, you know, you kind of mix that up, and then you pull the fat out, you know, just so, you know, someone don't get just a big mouthful of it, but, you know,
right,
until
right.
Then, I like the fat.
Oh, I tell you, I do too. I love the fat. Now, on the shoulder, I might skin my shoulder back a little bit because it does have a pretty good skin cap on it.
Right.
And I'll try to take some of that skin cap off. But I like a shoulder simply because you've got that sweet ham meat to blend
right.
In with that butt. And it's more moist, and it has more flavor, and it has more fat. So, you know, which in turn is creating moisture, creating flavor. And I like a shoulder. I personally cook shoulders when I compete. I don't cook butts. I cook shoulders. And I think that's a, you know, I just didn't know if you did a shoulder versus a butt or what.
If I can find them, and, you know, every now and then, you know, the problem around here that I find with a lot of meat was, you know, with your common stores like our United and Walmart and stuff like that, you know, so many of them have already injected a solution into them that, you know, I'm not
that's
a big
right.
Fan of. And so,
water
you know, generally,
yeah.
Yes. And so, yes. You know, most of my stuff I try to get, you know, probably out of Sam's Club is, you know, probably our best place as far as that end goes. You know, you can get choice, you know, Angus briskets. You can get, you know, some decent butts. And you know, I'm contemplating about the ribs again because they've gone to Farmland Ribs. Last year they were running Smithfield and they weren't too bad. But, you know, that's kind of where I've been getting hammered here the last, you know, couple of contests. You know, we do okay. I mean, you know, we're hitting fifths and stuff like that and ribs. I mean, so, you know, they're contending, but, you know, it slopes off some, so.
Well, you know,
I was going to say, you know, I don't know about there, but here, a lot of our local, a lot of our Walmarts, Tyson, you know, we have a Tyson plant there in Union City, Tennessee, Tyson Foods, chicken, pork, and our Walmarts carry Tyson products. Well, they all come solution, you know, pack solution. And they're good product, and I know several boys that use those, and they always seem to do pretty well, you know. With
yeah,
solution.
I mean, you're
that's
right.
Just like a injected, that's an injected, that's a pre-injected rims, all you get. You know, you
yeah,
get pre-injected.
And I mean, I have, you know, of course, I mean, you know about my rub. I mean, so, I mean, it's got some salt content in it, and that's part of my hesitation system. You know, some of those have got a little bit of sodium in them, and,
right,
you know, sometimes
right.
between it and the solution, you
that's
know, you
right.
get, you know, a little too much on that end of it. And I guess that's probably been more of my hesitation than anything is that, you know, trying to, you know, keep the salt out a little bit and kind of keep it in the deal. I mean, I got into a deal here a while back with chicken, and I had brined it, and I had run a little bit more salt. Well, when I buttered, I grabbed salted butter.
Right.
I had some pretty salty chicken.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and everybody's like, what did you do? And I'm like, I think it was the butter.
Well, let me ask
so,
you a question. Let's say, guys, we get some interference on one of these lines. I don't know where it's coming from. Sounds like some ducks.
Yeah,
that's here in Florida. That's the geese or
okay,
something.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
They're running to the grill or running away from the grill?
They're just flying over, just making sure nothing's going on.
I'm telling you. But, On that, you know, everybody uses a little butter on there when they wrap the ribs, I'm sure. They, you know, a lot of people like to use honey. I'm not a fan of honey, but butter and a few other things they want to put in. Now, personally, I've always used unsalted butter, cream butter, real butter. A lot of people use parquet. Now, I don't know, you know, a lot of people use parquet in the blue bottle, but I use real butter. Now, any feedback on that? Anybody care to elaborate what they use? They use sweet cream salted, unsalted, or parquet?
I use a sweet cream unsalted on my chicken, and then I'll confess to the blue butter, the blue bottle, you know, on ribs, stuff like that, and that's
right.
You know, that's you know, pretty much the extent of me and butter, you know, on any of my processes. And you know, I just kind of been playing with the butter bath this year on chicken, and there's some things I like about it, there's some things I don't like about it, and I guess I can't say a whole hell of a lot this year, this weekend, because, I mean, we had a first place in chicken
right,
and a second
right.
in brisket. And, I mean, so, you know, and it was funny. I mean, one of my buddies that, you know, we've been running together quite a bit, I mean, and he's a, you talk about a stout Texas cook. I think he had probably 5 or 6 grand champions last year. I think, matter of fact, in the Open on the American last year, he was like 150th or something overall. And I tasted his chicken Saturday after he turned it in, and I thought, I was sunk. You know, and when they called second place and we weren't second place, I thought, well, Walker, he's got first place on this deal. And so when they called our name, I about fell over.
Well,
because, I mean, he just had a spectacular chicken. I don't know. He must have got on a bad table, is all I can say, and I'm really grateful for that. But
yeah, how it falls on the table. That's right. Well, now, John,
you know,
how'd you do on chicken this year? This last comp on chicken. Where'd you do on chicken?
We did a fourth on chicken. This is Cole Smoking X.
Okay, Cole. Welcome, Cole. Yeah, you see, you did a fourth on chicken this time. Now,
yes, sir.
You use the butter or no, or don't want to
elaborate
on that much?
You know, we started using some butter and, you know, just the parquet in the sweet bottle, mainly because it's so easy to work with.
Right.
But, you know, I was I was looking at it the other day, and, you know, you heard me mention earlier about using real butter, and, you know, I was just looking at the bottle the other day, and it says it's, you know, like 60-something percent vegetable oil.
Right, right.
And that's, and so me and John, we've been talking about, you know, trying something, you know, maybe a little bit more real butter, something like that. See if it changes up the flavor, changes up the texture, you know, just to give it a try.
That's right. Well, I'm going to tell you a secret that a master chef, I've got a good friend, one of my best friends, he's a retired German master chef. I mean, he's a real deal cook. And he taught me a long time ago to always use canola oil instead of vegetable oil, canola oil. And he always said use unsalted sweet green butter because you can always add salt to it, or if you're adding salt when you're using the salted butter, usually it's going to be too salty. You can always add two, you know, on a sweet green butter if it's unsalted and a canola oil. So, you know, I've always stuck to my guns on that, and I personally do that, you know. And that's just my two cents on butters, but I like the parquet, too. Matter of fact, they had some of the grocery on sale the other day for 99 cents a bottle, and I bought them out.
There you go. Well, let me ask you this. What kind of sauce do you use on chicken over there where you guys are at?
Salt?
Yeah.
Well, I use kosher sauce.
No, sauce. Barbecue sauce.
Sauce.
Well, I used whatever I didn't use last time because it didn't win.
do y'all blue hog your chicken in that part of the world with the, you know, like when y'all were in Tupelo or?
Well, I want to tell you, blues hog, you can't go wrong blues hog in anything, just honestly. I mean, a lot of people, some people knock blues hog because everybody uses it, but it is a good sauce. But I do make my own mixture. I do use blues hog on my chicken, but I also add a couple other things to change my profile simply because I don't want my pork and my chicken and my ribs all tasting the same, because if it's the same flavor profile and it doesn't hit on one, it's not going to hit on the other two either. So I like three different flavor profiles, but I do use blues hog. And, you know, Blues Hog has three different levels. They have a Tennessee Red, a Smoky Mountain, and an Original. And it's dynamite stuff, and you just use combinations. And sometimes you always hear people adding a little of this or a little of that to something to change that flavor profile up. And it's just all on the cook's taste. But I like a sweet, and I put some more heat on my chicken this time too. And I did really well on my chicken at that big comp.
I was like, you got like an 18th down there in Tupelo, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, it was. You know, I like 9 points being a perfect score.
Yeah.
You know, I had it was like a 170 point, blah 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 blah. You know, so it was within 9 points of being perfect chicken. And
in Kansas City, I get beat up in chicken. You know, and IBCA, you know, chicken and ribs had always been my strong. Brisket was usually where I got beat up. Kansas City brisket, you know, and pork seemed to do okay. And last year ribs did okay in Kansas City, but this year those have been where I got kind of hit. And because, you know, I do some of the blues hog, but, you know, one of the things I did go back to this year, my chicken was my own barbecue sauce on chicken. And,
right,
you know, sure enough,
right.
I mean, it's hitting again. And that's the way it was last year. And I got away from it, and I had tried some other sauces I thought were good sauces, but, you know, for whatever reason. Matter of fact, I used them on the buffalo wings this weekend, and, I mean, it took a third place in wings, too. So,
Right. Well, I do. I use my homemade sauce on my chicken. And that's the main base of my chicken sauce, because it's more like just a good old fashioned barbecue chicken. You know, it's not a sweet.
I was gonna ask you, is it more of a vinegar base or?
Yeah,
yep.
It's a vinegar ketchup based sauce, and it's just more like and then I add some good heat to it, and then I'll finish it off with a little sweetness syrup on top. You know, like a. Uh, like like the original, you know. But the base, mostly what I'm cooking it in is my own. And then I'll finish it off with the Blues Hog on top. So it's actually layering those flavor profiles.
Now, when you say you cook it in it, do what?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
When you say you cook it in, I mean, do you actually pan it and cook it in it?
No, well, no, I'm using it. I'm using it all during my cooking process.
Okay.
I don't cook anything in pans until I get down to finishing my briskets. And then I pan my briskets after I've smoked them, hickory.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand that.
But I don't never pan. I tried panning and doing the muffin pans, and that's okay. And then I tried doing the butter bath, and that's just killer on the skin. That just ruins the skin. You know, I mean, it just makes it look like this white snot, seems like, you know, underneath and the sides of the skin when it's cooking in the butter. And I hadn't perfected that yet, but it was good, Chick.
Well, you and I need to talk a little bit secret on that, because I can tell you how to fix that.
All right. We'll talk a little on that. Well, let me get these other callers. We got 4 or 5 more callers in queue. This board just lit back up, just like, boom, it just, here they were. I'm going to welcome all these callers into the show. I don't know. These are some new numbers I don't recognize. Let's see if I can get them in queue before I lose them. We've got, this number here, I know, it's 225-44. This is the Goob. Goob, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing tonight?
What's going on, guys?
Man, we got a jam-packed house full of callers. Let me get these other callers, and then we'll come right back. Hang on, just bear with me for a second. This board is blowing up. We've got another caller here, 580-478. You are queued in live with us, 584-478. Hey, guys, what's happening?
Not a lot.
How's it going tonight?
Well, I'm enjoying what they call now the difference between spring and winter. They are calling it Springer up here in Colorado.
Springer. I can't imagine. Boy, pal, salt from the sky. Hang on a minute. I got some more callers. Let's see if we can cue them in. We've got one right here that's been patiently waiting. And let's promise to get them guys on. 936-355. Who have we got here?
Yeah, this is Stacy with Swamp Donkey's Barbecue.
Hey, how's it going tonight? Welcome to the show.
Oh, pretty good.
We're glad to have you. We've got a packed house tonight. Callers calling in from everywhere. Where are you from?
Texas.
I'm sorry, it was breaking up and I couldn't understand you. Where?
Huntsville, Texas.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show tonight, brother.
Huntsville, Texas.
Thank you.
We've got a packed house. Let me go ahead and welcome this other caller in here. We've got one more calling in, and then y'all just chime right in, guys. 678-773, who have we got here?
Hey, Chris, this is Jeremy Moyers. I was just actually calling to listen in. I didn't know I was going to get on the show. I didn't hit the button to talk, but that's fine. I'll talk, man.
All right. You're the media man. Well,
you know,
welcome to the show, Jeremy. That's right.
I couldn't get any internet connection, so I thought, well, heck, I'll just call and listen in while I'm driving home tonight. And here we go.
We've got a packed house. We've got all kinds of callers, pit masters from everywhere. We're talking chicken. We're talking Lance Moore. He's headed to Las Vegas. Sam's Big Sam's Club cook this coming weekend. He's just coming off a big grand champion. We got Smoking X in the house. We've got Up and Smoke in the house. Pirate Pork. Grilling and chilling. I'm trying to look through all these numbers here, and I'm getting confused because I don't remember them all. Who else have we got in the house with us, guys?
Around the bend.
I'm telling you, we got a packed house. I'm just proud to have all you guys calling in. Chime in anytime. We can listen to more than one at a time, but we just full tonight, and that's just what I like to hear. Before we go any further, I do want to mention this again. Next Wednesday night, I got Goob in the house with me right now. We're going to be Goob. Are we still lined up to be live at the world's largest fish fry?
We are. They're excited about it. I've talked to 2 or 3 people. They're going to do everything we can. I don't know. I haven't got back with you today on the video feed and stuff, but we are going to do it live from Fish House. We're going to talk to everybody from the guy that manicures and picks up the poop for the Clydesdales, to the governor, to the city mayor, to the guy that's been cooking the fish there for 40 years. It's a 60th year, guys. 60th year. Ain't none of us on the phone now.
So
I mean, you're talking.
What we're talking about here, we're going to be live at the world's largest fish fry. I don't know what kind of fish you eat in Texas, but right here in Tennessee, we do a lot of catfish.
Them catfish boys, right?
And I don't know how many thousands of pounds of catfish they fry.
5,000 pounds is what they're expected, what they've got on order right now, 5 grand.
5,000 pounds. So has anybody been to a fish fry like that before? I don't know. I tell you, I'm telling you, it's really nice. It's huge, and we're going to be doing it live.
Like that.
We're going to be doing it live, and we're going to be doing it right there in the fish house. And we're going to interview a few guys. And
they don't do the fried daddies. They're actually got the 25-35 pound what I call chitlin' cookers, cast iron cookers. And that's what I'll fish. That's what they'll be fishing. They'll have 10 or 15 down through there going, running on propane just wide open. And the people are in line. And they're going to cook 5,000 pounds between then and Saturday. And Wednesday night's the kickoff. And Chris and I have been so grateful to invite us to come in and stuff. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. You don't have that much opportunities to be able to do something like that 60th year. ABC, NBC, CBS, and everything, all our local news channels. But we've got head stage. We're gonna be on the stage until we get. We may have to get. You know how we are. We're gonna be on stage, and then we may have to get. Jeremy, you know how it's like. We may have to get a little mobile, get a little loud, and get a little crazy. But we've got ABC, NBC, CBS. They're not even gonna get the stage. We've got stage.
We're gonna be the Rock'em Sock'em We're gonna be doing it Memphis Championship Wrestling style, baby.
It'd be worth you to drive up here and just play with us with it.
Let's do it. That sounds like a ball to me. That's going to be a lot of fun.
We're definitely going to have a big time. We're going to be just broadcasting, just shooting from the hip. I don't know what all we're going to be doing or who all we're going to be doing it to, but we're going to be there. We're going to be live.
So we're going to do that, but we're going to need you guys, too, to help us and do and stuff and listen and do and be calling in because, we'll be interviewing people, too, as they come by, just like we've done down in Tupelo on Friday Night Lights with we get the people, we'll be interviewing them too, but, it's still 2 hours to fill in. We need to talk fish. We need to talk. Hey, we talk fish flavor profile,
We're going to eat fish too.
It's going to be exciting. There'll be people there the first night at the fish fry stuff, the fish house stuff. There'll be people, Hank Williams Jr. will be in house. There'll be people around. Coming in and stuff. The governor will be in coming in. It'll be a show. Now I don't know whether they'll let us get him anywhere close to the president or anything, but I don't think he's going to show up and entertain. Sorry about that. He's not going to make it. But Governor Haslam,
the governor of barbecue, right here live in the house. He's going to be there.
We have talked
TBA some tonight. We're going to bring up again Bolivar.
That's going to be awesome. I've got something. On the line that we'll probably announce next week at the fish tent. I don't know that it all got accomplished today and stuff, so we're not gonna pop the weasel tonight. So next week we're gonna have some big news.
Big TBA news.
That's right.
And we're
excited about
Also, we, you know, we throw sanctioning in the Bolivar van again this weekend. It's coming, well, this actually the end of this month.
Yep.
Next weekend, co-sanction at TBA, going to be paying out. There's going to be two money payouts, and it looks like there's going to be several teams there just excited about going down there, being a positive part of barbecue. That's what it's all about. That's what we're about. And I think all of y'all know that by now, or you wouldn't be calling in as much. I mean, that's what it really is. We're all supporting barbecue. We made friends all over the country, and I just love that, too. And I'm just very appreciative of all y'all calling in. Be sure to call in next week. Be sure to Google that. Y'all Google that, the world's largest fish fry. I'm sure you'll find something about it because it's right there in Paris, Tennessee.
You'll be able to see us fooling on there.
That's right. We're going to be Google. We might be Google heads, but we'll be Google. That's for sure.
That may be right.
But you know, we're just continuing our journey in this whole barbecue world and having a big time and that's what it's all about. And guys, I'm telling you, we talking barbecue. We love to talk barbecue. We're gonna talk a little catfish next week. I'm excited about that again because the fish fry in this area is really big. It's really large. I believe, and I can't tell you for sure, but the Grand Marshal of the fish fry this year is who, Goop? Who is that?
Mini-Me.
Mini-Me. The guy that was on Goldfinger, James Bond, 007, the guy on Goldfinger. Mini-Me.
No. Vernon. He was on Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, that's right.
Yeah,
I think it's
Austin.
Yeah,
you're close.
Well, I did, but I think if you look back, he was on All Spire, but he was also on the James Bond movie when the guy that's stroking the cat and stuff. He was on that movie too. That's the one I was talking about. Hell, we're the same age. But anyway, he was on that movie too.
Okay. Oh, mercy me. I love all you guys. I really, truly do. We do. We have a good time on this show. I mean, this is one thing I look forward to every week is coming on here and talking barbecue and just having a good time with all my friends for 2 hours. I really do enjoy it. I'm gonna get the Hank song on next week. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. We're going to get Hank Williams Jr. live in the house with us maybe next week, too. Because, matter of fact, one of the guys that cooks with me, he had a barbecue restaurant here in McKenzie, and one of his favorite customers to always come in for his barbecue was Hank Williams Jr. And also the former governor, Ned Ray McWhorter. So, you know, it's this little old town's got a few things going on for it, so we're proud to hear that too.
Yeah, it does.
But we're looking forward to that next week. Randy May, you're gonna have to get your butt in gear and make me a big banner for Let's Talk Smoke.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Around
on,
then
sponsor.
I want some Let's Talk Smoke show, barbecue superstars, Let's Talk Smoke for the fish fry because it's gonna be up there in front of everybody to see. So we need something that looks good.
I'll sponsor that and then I'll do some T-shirts for you that you can give away to the crowd.
Well, that sounds dynamite too. We will. I'm coming to Paris to see you tomorrow. Matter of fact.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that shortly. But guys, I tell you what, we got 10 minutes left on the show, and we've got all these wonderful callers right here, and I'm going to thank all my sponsors. And I'm gonna call each one of your numbers out. I'm just gonna go from top down, ever how it lays. And if you'd like to give your team information out, your Facebook information, your .com information, I'm gonna let everybody give that out. And we got 10 minutes left, and we got 10, 12 callers. So I'm gonna a big shout out to my sponsors right now. I want to thank Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mass, for giving me the opportunity to do this. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. If you've not tried it, you don't know what you're missing. Also, Maverick Industries. Real Great and Meat Rake. All of these are .coms, of course. Grillgrade.com, MeatRake.com, Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. Thank you for all my sponsors. I greatly appreciate it. And the first caller in queue is 806-543-6290. You're on.
Hey, man, this is John and Cole with Smoking Axe. We just want to, you know, you can find us on Facebook. You can find John Reeves on Facebook, Cole Smith on Facebook. You know, we've had some pretty good luck the last couple of weeks. We want to thank our sponsors. You know, we've got TNA's Bar and Chill here in Lubbock. We've got Shade Pro. You can find them on shadepro.com, permanent shade structures. They've really helped us out. You know, and our latest sponsor, as of this last weekend, we have a full-blown, you know, Junior's Rub for Grub. He's kicking in some and helping old John and old Cole out with Smoking X and with some... You know, we finally proved ourselves, and he's helping us out, so we got to throw a little bone to him. So, Fine Junior's, you know, Grub for Rub, Up and Smoke, great stuff. You know, we appreciate, Chris, you know, you've been a great friend, and you know, we've never met in person, but, you know, I consider you a friend. You really helped us out. You've pointed us in the right direction. Junior's pointed us in the right direction. Lance has pointed us in the right direction. And, you know, we don't forget it, you know. So, you know, this is John and Cole. You know, we appreciate it. And Smoking X, you can find us on Facebook once again.
All right. Thank you much. We appreciate you being on with us. Thank you, John. Thank you, Cole. Okay, next number is 580478.
Hey, this is Roy Powell from Assault from the Sky. I finally going to get my season kicked off this next couple of months. Going to be one or two competitions here in Colorado, so I'm glad to get this started. You guys can find me, you know, on Facebook under my name, Roy Powell, or my actual team page, Assault from the Sky Barbecue. I got to give a big shout out to my one and only sponsor, which I've had for 2 years, Stru Branch out of Texas. Some good old briskets come out of there, so I got to give a big shout out to them for sponsoring me this year again. That's about it for me.
All right, thank you, Roy. I think we lost Goob, but that's Thrilling and Chilling. That's Keith or James Bronner on Facebook. We lost James, and we lost, I'm trying to keep up with all these numbers, and I'm doing my best to 678, which is Jeremy. Jeremy Moyer's Competition Barbecue right there on Facebook. Jeremy, thank you for calling in, brother. We greatly appreciate it. I hate we lost you already. And we're down to Keith Webb, Pirate Pork. Give us a shout out there, Webb.
All right, Pirate Pork, you can find us on Facebook. And like Roy, my one and only sponsor a couple years now, Matt's Pub. So that's up at Springville Plate.
All right. Thank you,
Pirate
Pork. We appreciate you calling in, too, brother. All right. We got 615. Randy May, give us a shout-out, brother.
Well, it's Randy May with Around Bend Graphics. You can find me on www.facebook.com/AroundBendGraphics, one word. We do logos designed. We also have a website that just launched 2 days ago, and it's the same, Around the Bend Graphics. And I love the show.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate you calling in. We'll see you tomorrow, brother. I'll talk to you in a little while.
All right.
Call you on this number? All right. And 432. Junior, you're live with us, man. Give us a shout-out.
Man, it's always a blessing, man, to be able to talk to y'all and talk the stuff we love to talk about. And it's the good smoke, you know, let it roll out of them barrels. Barrels
That's
or
right.
Insulated cookers, whatever you got. one of my biggest sponsors this year was Stump Smokers. I want to give Walter and Thad a big thumbs up on their products. They're good products, man. They get the stuff done. Another sponsor, which it is my Junior's Rub for Grub. I use it, and it really is a business on its own, and it sponsors me. It sounds weird, but it is. It's some good stuff, guys. If y'all never tried it and y'all want to get on the podium and walk, You need to try it. Big Tex Trailers, I want to give them a shout-out. Tex Trail Trailers, Crazy Bull Ranch. And, guys, y'all can find me under Junior, JunioriAs. And you can link all my pages right off of that. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one. Chris, y'all, congrats to Nance and John for their wins there.
That's right. Sure appreciate you calling in. Call anytime, Junior. Thank you a lot, okay?
You
appreciate
bet, brother.
It, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Junior, Troy, real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give you a call, probably. And got it for this competition cup. So,
sure, you bet, man. Give me a shout.
Okay,
my phone number.
No doubt.
My phone number is 432-528-2122, and anybody can get that number and call me anytime.
All right. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
Junior, he'll help you out, no doubt about it. He's got a fine
problem. You're
dang right. Thank you, Junior.
Appreciate y'all,
appreciate
guys.
It, brother.
You
we'll put that. We'll keep that phone number going for you.
Yeah, please do.
No, we will. We will. We love to support everybody barbecue. I promise you, we do. That's what it's all about.
You bet, guys. Well, y'all have a good one, and happy barbecuing, boys.
All right. You too, Junior. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Blake,
you
up, man.
Hey, this
Thank
is
you, man.
Blake Moody. Yeah, real quick, shout out to, guys like Junior and Lance from West Texas for, dynamite rubs that they're willing to let people try. This is Blake with Tortoise Q. We're kicking off an FBA event, actually this coming up weekend, cooking with a buddy of mine, Robert Walker. This team is You Rub Me Raw, cooking out in Mariana, Florida. That's West Florida. But you can find me on Facebook under Tortoise Q, just like the turtle, or under Blake Moody. That's the main page. And shout out to Dogfish Head Beer. Not a sponsor, but a good beer.
Oh, hey, man, I hear you. All right, Blake.
Yeah,
thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, let the smoke roll there, Chris Chadwick.
You got it. Let the smoke roll. I appreciate you calling in, Blake. It's always a pleasure, brother. All right, and my last caller in queue is 936-355.
That's Stacy Lawler with Swamp Donkeys Barbecue out of Huntsville, Texas. And we're on Facebook. I'm Swamp Donkeys Barbecue, Donkeys with a Z. And I want to holler out and say thank you to my two sponsors. I got All Phase Well in the Marine out of Huntsville, Texas, and Big Ron's Rubs out of Houston.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm glad you finally called in. I appreciate you calling in. Be sure to call in next Wednesday night. We're doing the live show from the world's largest fish fry. Did you hear about that a while ago?
Yes, I've been listening. I got five kids. It's kind of hard to get away from them.
I hear you.
But I enjoy the hell out of your show. I listen to you every week. If I can't listen at night, I download it and listen to it the next day.
Well, I sure appreciate. I really do appreciate you so much. And I thank you very much because we just get on here. We have a good time. We try to have a good show. We try to kick out some information and just have a good time, good fellowship with all our different callers and from all over the country. And you know, when you get to talk to guys, not where you're from, and you start hearing their ways and what's going on, you just become friends with them, just like John Reese. I mean, and Junior and Lance, all these guys, Jeremy Moore, I mean, all of them, Blake. We've got guys calling in from all over the country. Roy Powell, we just have a big time together. It's just fun. That's what it's all about. That's what barbecue is, fellowship. It really is. And, that's what it's all about. We're keeping it real. And we let the smoke roll, and we're having a good time doing it.
That's learning a little bit too,
That's right. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what it's all about. But we sure appreciate you calling in too and all the support you do. And we'll just keep it going all during the week on Facebook. And that's just the way it is. We're going to keep tweeting. I'm tweeting now. I don't know a whole hell of a lot about it. Pardon my French, but I've got one.
I hear you.
And
you have a good night, brother.
Pause you that. Do the same. You do the same and call in again next Wednesday night if you get a chance, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it, Steve. And, guys, all y'all, appreciate y'all all so much for calling in and making the show what it is. You know, we just had a lot of callers in tonight, and I appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to do it again next Wednesday night. And just keep kicking them tires and keep lighting all them old fires and keep letting that smoke roll, because that's where it's at. We're making the news. We're making the media. We're making the people love us. I mean, we're just getting bigger and bigger, and we're just going to keep cooking and cooking and having good fellowship and eating and just having a big old time. This is Chris Chadwick telling all of y'all thank you for listening in. Be sure to share it on Facebook. Check us all out on Facebook, each and every one of us. Go back and listen to this show in archives, because it is a good show. We've had a lot of great callers, a lot of awesome talent tonight, talking cook, talking chicken. You know, and it's just what it is. We're keeping it real. We love every one of you. Appreciate you calling. Call in anytime. Listen in anytime. Barbecue Superstars has got a dynamite show all during the week. Just be sure, if you can't listen to mine, listen to one of our other Barbecue Brothers Sister shows. They all talking barbecue all the time. Let's keep it real. Let's keep them fires rolling. Let's talk smoke every day. We love all of you. Thank you for calling in. We're going to say this one time. We're going to kick a tire. We're going to light the fire. Let the smoke roll. And this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. Reminding you, check us all out on Facebook. www.tba.com is our new website. Check it out also. Y'all all have a good night. Appreciate you all calling in. We're out of here. Good night.